AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump appeared in the White House briefing room to mark the first anniversary of his second term. His immigration crackdown, his first topic.
You remember when they used to say that the people that come into our country as immigrants are very nice people, they're wonderful people, they don't commit crime. No, they make our criminals look like babies.
Meanwhile, federal prosecutors served six grand jury subpoenas to Minnesota officials as part of an investigation into whether they obstructed or impeded the federal immigration operation in Minneapolis-St. Paul. Sources tell AP Governor Tim Walz, State Attorney General Keith Ellison, and the mayors of the Twin Cities among those receiving subpoenas. Trump did eventually discuss foreign relations at Donahue on the Hot Topic.
He was asked how far he would go to get Greenland.
You'll find out.
President Trump's tariff threats over Greenland have strained relations with America's key NATO allies. European leaders, including France's Emmanuel Macron, have criticized the president's approach, warning of potential retaliation.
I've done more for NATO than anybody, and I see all this stuff, but NATO has to treat us fairly, too. The big fear I have with NATO is we spend tremendous amounts of money with NATO. And I know we'll come to their rescue, but I just really do question whether or not they'll come to ours. You know, I'm just asking. Just saying.
European leaders digging in and vowing to defend Denmark and its semi-autonomous control over Greenland may be seeking just as hard to meet an extraordinary moment with their own demonstration of fierce resolve. I'm Ed Donahue.
On Wall Street, stocks sank over Trump's threat to hit eight European countries with new tariffs over their resistance over Greenland. The S&P fell 2.1%, with tech stocks the biggest weights. The Nasdaq fell 2.4%, while the Dow dropped 870 points, or about 1.8%. And Mexico has sent 37 more drug cartel members to the U.S. for prosecution. This is AP News. Winter's here.
While many states have had a real cold stretch already, a strong Arctic cold will move across the Northern Plains, the Great Lakes, and the Midwest Thursday into Friday. Some of that Arctic air will be the coldest air of the season. Meteorologist Brian Jackson with the National Weather Service's Weather Prediction Center says, with all this cold air, there's low pressure coming in from California. That could mean winter storm impacts across the nation.
So we're expecting a broad area of snow, and then south of that should be a lot of sleet. South of that, a lot of freezing rain, and there should be some plain rain, but we'll see exactly where that sets up.
Precipitation could start as early as Friday.
Basically, the southern Rockies, across the southern plains, the mid-south, the southeast, the mid-Atlantic, possibly more of the northeastern seaboard. Friday through Sunday, we're expecting a major winter storm.
I'm Haya Panjwani.
There's more news at epnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.